This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, it probably makes sense to turn off your phone. This case got started when a police informant reported he'd recently purchased cocaine from Drew, and with a detective listening in, the informant called Drew to reorder. The informant described Drew's car and the route he'd be taken to his house, and a deputy sheriff stopped Drew on the way. Drew's driver's license, however, showed a different name, so the deputy called the telephone number the informant had used, and sure enough, Drew's phone rang right away. A subsequent search of the car turned up a sawed-off shotgun, and Drew was convicted of several felonies. He appealed, claiming that calling his cell phone without a search warrant was unconstitutional. But the Court of Appeals ruled that law enforcement officers may carry out minimally intrusive seizures based on reasonable suspicion, which is something less than probable cause. So in a case with a familiar ring to it, a cell phone with bars can lead to a cell with bars. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.